This talk was given the 30th of March, 1969, in New York City, as one of the Bucks County Seminar House series. The speaker is Baba Ram Das, formerly Dr. Richard Alpert.
Looked for, it cannot be seen. It is invisible. Listened for, it cannot be heard. It is inaudible. Reached for, it cannot be touched. It is intangible. These three are beyond analysis. These three are one. It rises like the sun, but does not illuminate. It sets like the sun, but does not darken. Without beginning, without end, infinite, indefinable. It is the form of the formless. It is existence in non-existence. It is the greatest mystery. Meet it, and it has no face. Follow it, and it has no back. Hold close to the ancient Tao, the way, and be master of your present existence. Knowing the present, you mirror the past. This is the clue to the Tao. Knowing the present, you mirror the past. How do you know the present? How do you get here and now? How can you draw from this present instant the eternity that is within it? If I say to you, go through the here and now and be in eternity, you turn off all the things that keep you from here and now. All the thoughts about yesterday, all of the definitions of personality and self, all of the plans for the future, all of the analysis and synthesis and application of symbols that makes you a literate being. All of that stuff. Stuff, stuff, stuff. Caught in the thicket of stuff. You really wanted to get here and now, but you just couldn't manage it because you're busy collecting these ideas for later on. I mean, is he going to say anything that'll be useful to me in my work? Too bad. The answer's no. Not a thing. The work is right now. This is it. If you're not making it at this very instant, that's it. All there is right now. Right now. Are you busy in transit? You so busy rushing from there to there? Ching, the chief carpenter, was carving wood into a stand for musical instruments. When finished, the work appeared to those who saw it as though of supernatural execution. And the Prince of Lu asked him, saying, "What mystery is there in your art?" "No mystery, Your Highness," replied Ching. "And yet there is something. When I am about to make such a stand, I guard against any diminution of my vital power. I first reduce my mind to absolute quiescence. 3 days in this condition and I become oblivious of any reward to be gained. 5 days and I become oblivious of any fame to be acquired. 7 days and I become unconscious of my four limbs and my physical frame. Then, with no thought of the court present in my mind, my skill becomes concentrated and all disturbing elements from without are gone. I enter some mountain forest. I search for a suitable tree. It contains the form required, which is afterwards elaborated. I see the stand in my mind's eye and then set to work. Beyond that, there is nothing. I bring my own native capacity into relation with that of the wood. What was suspected to be of supernatural execution in my work was due solely to this." To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. There is only here and now. However it is now is just exactly the way it is supposed to be. With all of the terrible beauty of nature, all and everything. Here and now. You waiting for something else? Waiting to collect more? It's right here and now. Here and now. Stop waiting. Stop collecting. There is no listener here and there is no speaker. There is just here and nowness. Pure consciousness is eternal and timeless. It is outside of time. It is outside of time. Outside of time. To help you get here and now from the song of Mahamudra by Tilopa, close your eyes. Do not with your body, but relax. Shut firm the mouth and silent remain. Empty your mind and think of naught. Like a hollow bamboo, rest at ease your body, giving not nor taking. Put your mind at rest. Mahamudra, the great way, is like a mind that clings to naught. Thus practicing, in time, you will reach Buddhahood. Think a hollow bamboo sits thinking about its past, planning for the future, noticing how it is in relation to other hollow bamboos. The sun shines on the hollow bamboo and the hollow bamboo becomes warm. Sun sets and the hollow bamboo is cold. When it's cold, it doesn't say, I wish I were warm. It's just being cold, hollow bamboo. and the hollow bamboo withers. It is just a withering hollow bamboo. It isn't remembering how it was before it withered. It isn't fearing what will happen when it returns to dust. At every moment, it's just here and now. Everything in nature is here and now. But man's intellect, because he can conceive of time, went away from the here and now. He went away from the Tao. He went away from the way. In this room, were we able to truly be hollow bamboo, there would only be one of us, one consciousness, one awareness, all these bodies like fingers and toes, all of these manifestations, one awareness. And from this awareness of hollow bamboo, we would look on this whole drama in which we are participating. We would see it all, though we would not be looking. No judgment, no evaluation, no labeling, no labeling. Just an existential fact, just part of the grand illusion. If you are doing the work on the rebirth, on the birth of the spiritual being within, all this evening you will not get caught in the drama. You will not listen, and yet you will hear. You will not collect, and yet you will know. We come from nowhere, we are going nowhere, we are it all already. There is nothing that I can say to you that you do not already know. Nothing. But you have to be very quiet, hollow bamboo to be the wisdom that is already within you. Otherwise, you just scurry furtively around out there looking for what is already inside. The jewel is already in your hand. Already in your hand. The whole process of living life in the way, or in the Tao, as it is called, is the process of living in the here and now. Doesn't mean irresponsibility. Doesn't mean any change in what's going on. It just means a change in where your head is at. Before Satori, you chop wood and carry water, and after Satori, you chop wood and carry water. But imagine making a music stand when there is no maker of music stands. Imagine driving a bus on Third Avenue when there is no driver of the bus. Imagine cooking food when there is no cook. Imagine living your entire existence where there is no doer. There is just hollow bamboo, and it's all happening. Hollow bamboo continues to grow. It's doing its thing. It's growing up like hollow bamboos are supposed to. Just being. And how do you get out of that that world you live in that is not here and now? It's a lovely story of two monks who are not supposed to have anything to do with women. And they come to a river, and there is a beautiful chick standing on the bank. And this lovely maiden is in distress because she can't get across the river. And one of the monks picks her up and carries her across, sets her down. And then they walk on silently for about 3 or 4 hours. Finally, the second monk can stand it no longer. And he turns to the first monk and he said, "You shouldn't have done that." To which the first monk replied, "I left her on the other bank."